One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Arch Oblers, lights out, everybody. It is later than you think. Turn out your lights now. Some of you may not know this, but beneath many of our cities, there's a subworld, not only of subways, but sub-sub-basements and man-made caverns where little trains run and deliver the goods to the department stores and the factories of our industrial complex. Today, we're going to some of those sub-sub-basements in a play I've written for you titled Sub-Basement.
But of course I can run an elevator.
I was just asking.
And I told you. Well, here we are. All right. All right, are you getting out?
I suppose so.
Suppose so. For 10 years, that's all I've heard. Where do you work? What do you do? Why don't you let me see you?
Don't get angry.
Oh, I'm not angry. I'm just telling you. Come on, this way.
That's a big basement.
You don't know the half of it. Like a whole city down here.
A person goes to a department store and doesn't know all this is underneath.
Say that again.
And you're in charge of everything down here?
That's another fact. Here. Look at these.
What are they? Furnaces?
Oil burning. Heats and air conditions, the whole building up above. 20 stories.
Well, where is everybody?
Nothing but a watchman at this hour of the night. Everything's shut down.
Help!
What's the matter with you?
Nothing.
What did you do that for?
Oh, I just wanted to hear my voice. It's like a big cave down here.
Yelling out like that. Won't you ever grow up?
Don't be angry on me.
All right, come on.
Yes, honey.
Come on, in here.
Another elevator?
Well, you want to see everything, don't you?
Yes, I do. Down some more?
Yeah. All right.
Another basement.
Yeah. Go ahead. Plenty of light to see behind.
What's down here?
Come on over here. I'll show you. There. In the wall.
Is it a tunnel?
That's what it is.
But a tunnel down here?
See those tracks?
Oh, yes. Where do they go?
How do you think all the merchandise is brought to all the stores here in the business section? Tunnel system, that's how. Right under the city streets.
I had no idea.
Mighty few people have. Trains run on those tracks, bring the stuff right in.
Trains? Oh,
You think all I've got to do is make jokes? You think the only kind of a train's a big one?
Well, I just don't know.
These are little ones. They run on electric batteries, just like they have down in the mines. Come on, I'll show you.
Where?
In the tunnel.
But it's so dark.
There are lights every little ways. Come on.
I don't think so.
What's the matter with you?
I'm afraid.
Oh, for John's sake. For years you've pestered me and pestered me to see. You come along, Emma, you understand?
All right. Arnie, this is far enough.
Oh, for John's sake. What's the matter with you now?
I don't know.
Come on, there's one of the little engines parked down at the end of the tunnel. You might as well see it. Keep walking.
I think I'd like
down
to go
this way. You'll see the train.
Yes, but Arnie, the lights. Arnie, where are you?
Right here.
What's the matter?
Matter?
Oh, why are you standing so close to me?
I'm your husband.
Oh, Arnie, don't be silly.
Emma, I'm going to tell you something.
Arnie, what's the matter with
Listen
you?
Listen to me for the last time.
Last time? Arnie, what's the matter with you?
Do you know that you can't get out of here?
What?
You can't get out of here.
Arnie, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Oh, Arnie. You haven't made a joke like that in years. The last time you tried to scare me was right after we were married, remember? With that fur piece you made off was a dead animal that had gotten in the bedroom. You remember?
I remember. Come along further, Emma.
Oh. As long as I know what you're up to, I don't mind. How far are we going?
A long way.
All right, Arnie. Anything you say.
Don't I know it. All right.
All right, what?
This is as far as we're going.
Oh. I feel funny. I've never been under the ground so far in so long. It was very nice of you, Arnie, to take me down here. So interesting. Very nice of you. Arnie, why don't you say something? Arnie, is something the matter? Arnie, really, you can't frighten me. Not now, you know. Arnie, are we waiting for someone? If we are, I think I hear him.
Hear him?
Well, yes, don't you?
No.
But I heard someone.
Tell you there's no one down here.
All right. All right, if you say so, Arnie.
If I say so, if I say so, if I say so, can't you say something else but that even now?
Now?
Yes. Irma, I'm going...
Where? I heard it again.
What?
Are there trains running this late at night?
Trains?
If it's a train, we ought to get out of here. Tunnel's so narrow, Arnie, please.
Shut up. Let me listen.
Hear it?
Will you shut up? Who's there? Who's there?
Isn't there supposed to be anyone?
Oh, of course not. I saw to it. Is that you? Is that you, Tom?
Who's Tom?
Tom, are you down here?
One of the watchmen?
I told him I'd pull these boxes tonight. I told him. Tom! Hey, Tom!
What's wrong?
Tom, what's the matter with you? Come on out here. Do you hear me? Come out right away or I'm firing you. Tom!
Is he playing jokes, too?
That fool, I'll break his neck. Get my hands on that.
No, Arnie, don't leave me. Arnie, where did you go? Arnie, it's so dark, the tunnel. Arnie, where are you?
Oh.
Arnold, was that you? Arnold, it is you. Did you cry out? What?
Stay back.
You? That man? Who?
From what's left of his face, I think it's Tom.
What? What happened? The train ran over him? Arnold, answer me, was it?
Train? No. Something's torn out his throat. Come on. Gotta get out of here.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Something down here.
Arnie, Arnie, wait. I can't go so fast.
Police, I'll get the police.
Please, Arnie, wait for me. Arnie, what's the matter? Arnie, why are you just standing here? Why don't you open the door?
Door wasn't closed before.
Well, open it.
It won't open! All right. We'll be there in a minute.
But I'm sure...
I tell you, it's an emergency exit. It's always kept open.
Why was that door locked?
Stop asking me that. I don't know.
And that watchman?
Stop talking, will you? I don't know anything. I...
Arnie, why did you stop talking? And why stop? You said the emergency exit.
That's it.
What?
Behind those timbers. It's blocked off. You understand? It's blocked off.
Oh.
can we do? We can't just stand here. Arnold, that man was killed. There's someone down here, I'm afraid. Oh, Arnold, get me out of here.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. I've got to think.
Think.
Oh, whoever killed Tom, not down here necessarily.
You don't think so, Arnold?
Well, why should he be? Nothing to steal down here. Tom's always borrowing money from people. Somebody he didn't pay back. Yeah, that's it.
But the doors...
Oh, well, he got out and closed the doors. What of it? We can get out. Come on.
Where?
I told you, these tunnels lead to the buildings all over the business section. Follow the tunnel to the next sub-basement, to the next building. We'll get out, that's all.
Honey, don't get too far ahead of me.
Oh, well, just walk back, will you?
Oh, honey, I look forward so very much to tonight. It had been so long since you'd even thought about me. I knew that. And tonight, when you called me up and told me to meet you here, and then when you started to play those crazy, scary jokes before, even then I...
Irma, you see it too?
Is it after us?
Don't talk, run!
Oh, my side, it's hurting.
Well, that's too bad.
Honey, don't leave me behind. Honey, I can't run any faster. Honey, wait.
Oh, oh.
Honey,
oh.
Honey, what? Oh, honey. Oh, kill me.
Oh.
Honey,
oh.
What? Your leg.
Broken. Broken.
Oh. Honey, come on. Hold on to me. We'll manage.
No, no.
But you can't lie here. That thing.
It's coming.
I don't know. I can't see it.
I was running a rock under my foot.
Arnold, over here, a pile of boxes.
What?
Hide behind them. If I help you, could you go over
there? Yes, hide. Give me your arm.
Yes, I will. Hold on to me. Hold on to me. If you hold my hand tight. Come.
Get over there.
Come on. I'll help you.
Take it easy,
that's
will
it.
You?
That's it. We're getting
hurt.
Back here. There.
Oh. Now help me down.
Yeah. Here you are.
God.
Oh, honey. There. Oh. 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 We'll be all right.
Oh. Can you see it?
No. No, it's gone.
Oh.
Just don't think about it, Arnie.
What was it? Emma, do you hear me? What was it? You went to school. You studied things like that. That thing. What was it? Emma, didn't you hear me?
Yes. I heard you.
What was it? What was it? Was it a lizard? Yes. Some kind of a lizard. That's it. A lizard.
Some kind of a lizard.
Oh, why do you say it that way?
I saw it good, Arnie.
Well?
In school. One of the books, there was an animal like that.
How did it get down here, a lizard that big?
Oh, no, you don't understand. Geology book. The thing wasn't a lizard, exactly.
Huh?
It was a dinosaur.
Are you crazy?
No. I'm telling you what I saw. It sort of sat up on its hind feet. Just like the picture in the book.
What are you trying to do? Make me crazy, too? Why, those things died millions of years ago.
Arnie, look.
Huh?
Way down the tunnel. By the light. It is a dinosaur.
Don't move.
Arnie, it is a dinosaur. Has it gone away?
I don't know.
It's been so long.
Okay. Just don't move.
It just looked at us.
Yeah.
Why doesn't it come after us? Why?
Maybe it didn't see us.
What?
Well, it was like something that had been in the dark for a long, long time.
Yes. Oh.
Don't move around.
Oh, there's a little room back here.
Oh, would you rather go out there?
Oh, don't be angry with me, Ernie.
Angry? Why should I be angry? Emma, you went to school. You studied those things. You called it a
dinosaur.
Yeah. All these hours, I've been thinking, how could a thing like that, which was supposed to have passed out of the world so many years ago, how could it be alive now?
I don't know.
Emma, listen, I know. This tunnel under the business district, they were putting on an extension, blasting in the rock. Maybe that thing came out from inside the earth.
Maybe.
You're not frightened, are you?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm with you.
If it came back, what could I do for you?
It's just being with you.
Yeah.
I keep thinking.
What?
That poor watchman.
Yeah, it'll really be something when it's morning and everyone finds out about it.
What do you think they'll do?
They'll hunt it down. The police will get it soon enough.
Arnold.
Yeah?
Arnold, what if it won't be here then?
Huh?
It's been hours since we last saw it standing down there. What if it's gone back where it came from?
It's all right with me.
But what if they're not...
They'll hunt it down. They'll find it.
Arnold, what's that?
It's all right. Everything's all right.
But what was...
6 o'clock. That was the bell back in the basement. The day engineer turned off one of the sprinkler alarms.
Oh. Oh, I... Come on, I'll help you.
Wait.
What'd you say
Wait.
To do with...
Look. Over there. Back. It's back. He's looking right at us.
Oh. Well, they didn't hear us, but it did.
It's starting this way.
Oh. My leg, Arnie.
Oh, how slowly it's moving. As if it... We can hardly see. That's it, Anna, that's it.
What?
It's blind. That thing's blind. It's lived under the earth so long it can't see.
But it's still coming this way. Oh, honey, come on.
I can't.
Hold on to me,
Let me alone. Go ahead.
No, try. I'll carry you.
You can't carry me.
I will.
Go ahead, Emma. Go ahead, I tell
I
you.
Won't
go on. Don't stay here, I tell you. Go on.
Honey, please listen to
me. You stay here with me. I wanted to kill you tonight, you hear me? I brought you down here to kill you.
Oh, Arnie, no, you're only saying
you.
That.
I'm telling you the truth. I brought you down here to kill you.
No, Arnie, I'll stay with you.
Listen to me. I brought you down here to kill you. Now, that's the truth. Look at me and believe it because it's the truth.
That's why you...
That's why I suddenly got so wonderful. I was sick and tired of you. I was sick and tired of living. So I brought you down here to kill you and then kill myself.
Arnie...
Look at it out there. It's feeling its way along. Well, he'll take care of me, but you've got to get out of here, Irma.
No.
You've got to get out. I deserve to die, but Irma, not you. You're so blasted good. I guess that's why I got tired of you, but that's no reason for you to die. Irma, stop looking at me like that. You've got to get out. Run straight down the tunnel. Keep running and you'll get away. Irma, just don't look at me. Get going.
No, Arnold.
Why don't you say what you've always said to me all these years? Just as you say, Arnie, just as you say. Oh, Irma, will you get out of here?
How slowly it moves.
Irma!
It is blind.
Bless you. Look, will you listen to me? Will you go? You've got to go, or they'll think I've killed you.
No, they won't. They
yes,
won't.
Yes, they will. I left a note back home to the police. I told them I had killed you. If that thing kills you and me, they'll still think I was the one who did it. Now, do you want me to be a murderer? Do you want that?
You left a note?
Yes, yes. Don't you remember I turned back after you went out the door on the dining room table? Get out of here and get that note. Don't make them think I killed you and I didn't. And I don't want to. You're such a good... You're too good for me. And I was tired and I was crazy. Don't make me a murderer, Irma.
Arnie. Goodbye.
Goodbye? Yes, Irma. Yes, hurry. Run fast. Straight ahead. He won't get you, I promise.
Arnie.
Go. All right. You blind thing, you.
Here I am. Yeah, here I am. Here. I'm not scared. Come and get me.
Luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Lights out, everybody, for the devil and Mr. O.
Good evening, this is Van Christo. Welcome to the Van Christo Radio Theater. Tonight and in the coming weeks, we are proud to present the resurrected radio plays of Mr. O, Arch Obler. Arch Obler is regarded by many drama critics as one of the greatest radio playwrights of all times. He achieved national acclaim as the writer and producer of the highly popular Lights Out series. The true radio buff will remember many of the plays in the Devil and Mr. O collection from Obler's former network series. These tales of the supernatural and supernormal represent radio drama at its finest. This is the theater of your mind where you are about to enter the zero dimension. There are no boundaries or time limits here, only the depths of your own imagination. And now, to tell you about tonight's program, here is Mr. O.
This is Mr. O. Arch Obler. I bring you a play titled Alley Cat with apologies to all cats, large and small, particularly very large ones. Which brings me to a question. Mister, have you ever quarreled with your wife? Or, lady, have you ever had harsh words with your husband? Of course not. Perish the thought, I withdraw the question. But, Pop and Mama, lovers, if you've ever quarreled with each other, I'll guarantee you'll never want to do it again. After you listen to Alley Cat. But that happens after a word from your announcer.
Are you aware?
And now, if you haven't already done so,
Turn off your lights now and listen to Alley Cat.
Girls, cut it out, will you?
Linda,
for the love of... Cut it out, will you? The old man will be panning here in a minute.
Yeah, so what? Give me my drink, Queenie. Oh, baby, do I feel swell.
Hey, look what time it is. Come on, Queenie. We better blow out of here.
Yeah. No, don't go. Don't go. I don't want to be alone.
What do you mean, alone? Your husband's here, ain't he?
Ah, that guy. What does he know about having fun? Work. Makes me sicker. I've never been sick before. That's pretty good, huh, Kenny? Come on, stick around. Let's have some more fun. St. Louis woman with all a diamond ring.
For heaven's sake, Linda.
Well, speak of the devil. Hiya, Johnny boy. Come on in. The water's fine. Only it ain't water.
Linda, for heaven's sake, I'm trying to work.
Ah, go away. Go away. You're spoiling my party. Throw him out of here, Kenny. He's only my husband.
Ah, Linda, take it easy.
Get out of here. You, whatever your name is.
Okay.
Take that woman with you. Go on, clear out.
No, wait. Don't listen to him. It's my house. My house. What, you? You kick them out.
Linda,
my friends.
I beg you.
You kick them out.
With you to keep these people out of this house while I'm trying to get some work done. Haven't you any consideration at all?
You kick them out, my friend.
Yes, and I'll do it again every time I find them here. They're no good, not a one of them. You promised me time and time again to give them up.
I'll call them back. I'll call them all back. You can't tell me what to do. Not me. They're my friends, mine. I'd give a dozen of you for one of them.
All right, Linda. If that's the way you feel. You haven't got a grain of loyalty in you. All I ask is a little peace and quiet in my own home, and I can't even have that.
Go away.
Night after night, you and these people yowling and screaming like a pack of alley cats, and you the worst of all. I'm through, Linda. I'm through with you for good.
Oh, no, you're not.
Keep away from me. Oh, Linda.
You see? You're not through with me at all. You'll never be through with me. Never.
Oh, Linda.
Now, let me go. Let me go. I don't want you, you fool. You're not through with me. I'm through with you.
No, I'm tired
of you. Do you hear me? Tired of you. I'm going to get so far away from that smug face of yours, I couldn't see it with a telescope.
Linda, my wife.
Ha! Your wife. Why do you think I married you?
Oh, you... You love me.
I married you because I was sick of working in a two-bit barbershop, because I was sick of living in a hall bedroom wearing bargain sale dresses. I wanted dough, plenty of it, all I could get. And you were the best chance to get it that came my way.
Oh, no, Linda, you did love me. You must have loved me.
Oh, why, I loved you about as much as that canary up there loves its cage. I told myself I'd stay with you a year, divorce you, stick you for plenty of alimony, and then get out.
We've been married 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years. Because you fooled me, that's why.
I fooled you?
Yeah. You started to make a lot of money. More money than I ever thought you could make. So you're giving me the air.
No, Linda, I love you. I didn't mean what I said. I didn't.
Well, I did.
Linda, don't leave me. You're no good. I know you're no good, but heaven help me, I love you. I'll never love anybody else.
Get out of my way.
No, I won't let you go. You've got to stay.
Get your hands off.
You're no good. You cost me my self-respect, but you stay with me. You stay with me or I'll cut you off without a cent. You'll never get a dime from me, not a dime. Stop it. Stop laughing.
Oh, you sap. You fat-headed sap.
Stop that.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna cut me off without a cent, are you? Why, you fool. I've got everything that belongs to you now. You hear me? Everything.
What are you talking about?
This house. It's in my name, isn't it? The car. It's in my name, isn't it?
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
Oh, wouldn't I? Well, listen to this, my darling husband. I cleaned out the bank account yesterday.
Oh, no.
Every cent of it. I won't be in the street. Oh, no. You will. Now, this is my house. Get your things and get out of here.
I'll kill you.
No,
I'll kill you.
No, let me go. Let me go. Oh. Touch me again and I'll tear your eyes out.
You cat.
Get out of my way.
That's what you are, a cat. A big, white, heartless cat.
Get out of my way.
You think like one, you screech like one, you claw like one. You even look like one. Your eyes, they're cat's eyes. That's what they are, cat's eyes. A cat, that's what you are. A white cat. I didn't marry a woman. I married a cat.
Keep it up. Laugh Keep it me. Up. You're doing
Go well. Ahead, laugh at me. You're a cat, a sneaking, yowling cat. A cat. Cat. You're a cat. A cat. Cat. You're a cat.
Now, that's enough of that. I don't like it.
A cat.
Stop saying it.
A cat, you hear me? A cat.
John. Stop. Staring at me like that. Stop staring at me. John. What's happening to me? John, my head. I can hardly see. John, help me. John.
Linda.
What are you staring at? What are you staring at? What are you...
Linda. Linda.
Now, John, you've got to control yourself. Everything will be all right.
Oh, Doctor, what have I done? What have I done?
John, please. Please pull yourself together.
I can't.
You are not entirely to blame for what happened.
Oh, I did it. I'm to blame. What will I do? What will I do?
Stop talking like that. It's preposterous to say you are to blame. She was in a hysterical condition.
I know, I know.
The suggestion that she was a cat caught her in an unguarded moment and resulted in temporary neurosis.
But she... Doctor, can I go in and see her?
But I tell you, she's sleeping.
I know, but, Doctor, I've got to see her. I've got to look at her. I've got to make sure she's all right. Don't you see? I've got to make sure.
Now, John, please. You've had a hard time of it. You'd better get to bed and get some rest.
No, no. Doctor, listen to me. I've got to see her again. I've got to make sure she's all right. I can't rest until I know.
But I tell you... Oh, very well. Just for a moment.
Yes.
Be very quiet.
Yes.
There. You see? She's resting very nicely.
Doctor, look.
What?
Her hands. Look at her hands. And her teeth. Linda.
No. No, John. You'll waken her. John.
Linda. Oh, Doctor, listen to her. Listen to her.
Steady, John.
I can't stand it, I tell you. Doctor, what is it? What's happening to her?
I don't know, John. I don't know.
Oh, listen to her. What'll I do? What'll I do?
Fingers into claws. Teeth into fangs. It can't be happening.
But it is.
And yet I've seen it with my own eyes.
You've got to do something, Doctor. You've got to. You're my friend. You've got to help me.
But what? In the name of all that's rational, what?
Well, think. There must be something you can do. A drug. Something. Something.
Oh, John, I don't know what to say. I can't think. I'll call in someone else. Yes, that's it. I'll inform the authorities. They'll take care of everything.
No, no, no. Wait, Doctor, wait.
What's the matter? What is it?
You're going to inform the authorities?
Yes, yes, of course. Don't you see, my boy, it's the simplest way out of this.
Way out?
Of course, for you and for me.
What do you mean?
This horrible thing that's happened to Linda, it goes beyond just you and me. It goes beyond the normal into the supernatural. The world should know about it.
No, no, stop. You mean you're going to let everyone know what's happened to Linda?
Of course I am.
But you can't do that. She's my wife. Do you hear me? My wife.
No, no, now don't get excited again, John. Listen sensibly. We owe it to science.
Science? Who cares about science? She's Linda. She's my wife. And I cursed her to God and I turned her into a yowling beast. It's my shame, mine. And you're not going to tell anyone else about it. No one.
It's my duty, John. I must inform the authorities.
No, no. Keep away from that phone. Keep away, I say.
I'm sorry, John. I must call.
John. My friend. No, no. Try to sleep, darling. Try to sleep. Yes, yes, I know, darling, but it's almost morning. You must rest. Sleep, Linda, sleep, my darling. All right, darling, I won't cry. I've got to be strong, I've got to help you. And I did help you. He was going to tell them about you. Everyone. They'd have taken you away from me, locked you up, pointed at you, laughed at you. But I stopped him, Linda. I stopped him for you. He called me friend. But you're my wife, beloved. And I love you. I pleased you, haven't I, my darling? I never could please you before, could I? But now I've pleased you. I'll tell them you never came here, and no one will ever know, darling. No one but you and I. What is it, darling? What's the matter? Why are you getting up? What is it? Why go to the window? What do you want out there? Oh, if I could only understand you. If I could only know what you're trying to say to me. Oh, no. Linda. Linda, stop. On my knees, I'm begging you to stop. Linda, beloved, stop. Stop.
Ladies and gentlemen, we leave our The Devil in Mr. O's Story Alley Cat to take a normal breath and a word from your announcer. And now back to our The Devil in Mr. O's Story of Alley Cat.
Yes, yes, I'm coming, I'm coming.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor.
Oh, it's you.
I found this note saying you wanted to talk to me. Jay, I hope you're not going to quit taking milk from me.
No, I'm not going to stop taking milk. That's what I wanted to see you about. I want milk. More milk. Cream. Everything.
Well, sure. How much do you want?
4 bottles of milk. No, 6.
6?
Yes, and cream. 6 bottles of cream.
Is something wrong, Mr. Taylor?
Wrong? Why do you think something's wrong?
Well, I only meant...
You meant what? Speak up, you meant what?
Well, don't get sore, Mr. Taylor. I just meant... Well, you don't look so well, and, well, you know how it is. Sometimes a fellow has a couple too many and starts ordering all the milk in the world.
You fool, I'm not drunk. Do you want some of that milk, or do I have to get another milkman?
No, I'll get it for you.
Well, hurry.
6 quarts, 6 cream. Only him and his old lady. The guy's nuts.
Well, good morning, Mr. Taylor. Early again this morning, ain't you?
Morning.
My first customer every morning for the last 3 days. I was saying to my wife this morning...
Yes, Mr. Heinrich, some other time. I'm in a hurry. My order, please.
Sure, but you didn't give me an order yet. How about a nice broiling steak?
No, nothing like that.
But broiling
a steak... No, stop it. I'm in a hurry, I tell you.
All right. You don't have to get so excited, Mr. Taylor. Now, if you'll tell me what you want, I'll get it for you.
Oh, well, I don't know exactly... A couple of pounds of fresh liver. Yes, that's it, fresh liver.
What? Again?
You heard me?
Oh, sure, I heard you, but look here, for 3 days now, ever since your wife went away, you eat nothing but liver.
Are you going to fill my order?
Sure, I'll fill your order. Nice and fresh, huh? So, 2 pounds, yeah. There we are. Say... You'd think you was raising cats or something.
What? Why do you say that?
Well, you buy liver every day. this morning I caught a couple of mice in a trap. Maybe you'd like to take them along for the cat tour.
Don't say that! Don't say that!
Mr. Taylor, the liver... Forgot. Man's crazy. What did I say that was wrong? Cats like to eat mice.
My Linda, my dearest Linda, close to me, so close to me. Oh, my darling, it's better this way. You can't leave me now. I'll have you with me always. I'll keep you here. Yes, just you and I. I won't answer it. They'll go away.
Meow.
All right. All right, I'll answer it. Linda, it can't be anyone that knows. He's dead. I buried him, Linda. You know that.
Meow.
No, no. No, stay here, my beloved. They mustn't see you. Be very quiet. Very quiet. Yes, yes, I'm coming, I'm coming. Well, what is it, what is it?
Are you the owner of this building?
Yes, yes, what do you want?
Kerrigan's the name. I'm your neighbor. I've got the place across the alley from you.
Oh, my neighbor?
Yeah, Kerrigan's the name. I'm with the department.
Department?
Yeah, I'm desk sergeant at the 3rd District Station.
A policeman?
Yeah, I'm off duty today, so I thought I'd drop over and speak to you. You mind if I step in for a moment?
Step in? Oh, no. No, not at all. Not at all.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, you got a nice place here.
Yes, yes. Nice, very nice.
You know the same contractors made this place as made mine? You didn't know that, I bet.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, an Irishman by the name of Gil Hooley. He was alive now. Some of the people along here that bought places from him would murder him. What with the trouble they're having.
Oh, trouble?
Yeah, cheap material, plastic cracking, floor sagging, stuff like that.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Now, you take my place. I've had to have a new roof put on and new gutters put in, and I never know what'll go wrong next. Anything wrong around here?
Yeah. Oh, no, nothing at all.
Well, then you're lucky. Say.
What's the matter?
I just remember why I come over. If you don't mind, I'll tell you.
Yes?
Now, it ain't me that's complaining, Mr. Taylor. I'm the kind of a man that can sleep in a boiler factory. But it's my error. Ah, there's a light sleeper for you. I always say that if a star in heaven twinkles too much, the noise wakes up my error.
What's the trouble?
Oh, no trouble at all, Mr. Taylor. Like I'm telling you, I'm the last man in the world to go around having trouble with me neighbors. But you know how the women are. We're always finding something to make a fuss about. Oh, say, I'm not disturbing her, am I?
Disturbing?
Yeah, you know, your missus. She's not sleeping in the bedroom there, is she?
No, of course not. There's no one in there.
I thought maybe seeing the daughters go.
No, I tell you, there's no one in there. My wife is out of town.
Ah, well, that's fine. I always like to talk things over man to man without the women around. That's why I made my Ella stay home. Let me handle this, I says. If there's anything wrong, I says, let me do the talking and we'll stay good.
What is it? What's wrong? What do you want to tell me?
Well, to put it plain, it's the cat.
Cat?
Yeah, the cat. You just got it, didn't you?
You had a cat?
Yeah, it started a few nights ago. Now, it ain't disturbed me none, like I says, but my Ella. Well, you see, our bedroom window faces right on the alley, and by golly, she hears every meow that animal makes.
You're wrong.
Huh?
I have no cat.
But my Ella heard... I heard it too, for that matter.
I have no cat.
But I'm telling you, it came from this house.
I tell you, I have no cat. Isn't that sufficient?
Well, now, seeing as you put it so plain, I'll be speaking up plain myself. I'm telling you, I heard a cat yowling last night, and the night before, and the night before that. And as sure as my name's Thomas Kerrigan, it came right from this house. Now, what do you say to that?
Get out.
Now, wait a second, my bucko. Get on your high horse.
Get out. Get out of my house.
Well, you sure are making a lot of noise about nothing, young fella. But it's your house, and if that's the kind of a neighbor you want to be, I guess I could...
What are you standing there for? Get out! Get out!
Now, just a minute. Take it easy. No cat, eh? Well, what was that I just heard?
Nothing. Nothing at all. You've got no right to be coming.
You may not be a liar, but you're sure of something close to it. If that ain't a cat in that bedroom there, then I ain't never heard a cat.
Get out! Get out of here!
Oh, no, I won't. Listen to that cat. If that ain't creating a public nuisance, I'd like to know what it is.
It's none of your business. Get out of here. This is my house. Get out of here.
Stop pulling at me, bucko. I may be off duty, but I'm still an officer of the law, and I'm telling you, that cat in there is violating the city ordinance. Now, if you don't make it shut up, disturbing me, Ella, I will.
Stay away from that door. Stay away from that door.
Say, listen to it. There ain't no cat you got in there.
Yes, I lied. It is a cat. It's just a cat. But I'll make it be quiet. But go away.
Now, wait a minute. Take it easy. If it's just a cat, what are you getting so excited about? Just look at
it. No.
Look at her. Your eyes blazing. What's going on here? I think I'll have a look.
No, no, stay away.
No. Get away. Take it away.
I told you to go.
My gun. I'll get my gun. My gun.
Wow. Linda. Wow. Linda, did you hear him? His gun. Wow. Yes. Close to me. Yes, darling, stay close to me. Wow. If he comes back, you'll... Wow. No. No, they won't hurt you. I won't let them. I did this to you, I did. I cursed to the god. No, they won't hurt you. They won't. Wow. Wait there. Wait there. I've got to fight it. They won't hurt you, Linda. No, they can't. I've got it. Now they won't hurt you, Linda. I swear it. They won't ever hurt you. No. No, don't look at my hand. No, why shouldn't you look at it? Yes. There's a gun in my hand. But not to hurt you, darling. It's just to help you. I swear, to help you. Yes. Yes, so close to me. I must do it quickly. Quickly. No. No, don't. Don't try to pull away. No, no, Linda, stay here. I must hold you. I must. You'll be back in a moment. I mustn't miss. Linda, my darling. I heard my beloved. I heard you. Wait for me, my beloved.
This is Mr. O. Arch Obler again. Let me tell you about next week's package of Thrills and Chills. It's a story about... but more after a word from your own announcer. This is Mr. O again. Have you ever wanted to turn time backwards? I mean really backwards. We do that next time with a play titled Neanderthal. The story about a past which, I promise you, will make you forget, at least for a while, the woes and troubles of today. But that's next time. It is later than you think.
That's our story for tonight. I hope you enjoyed it and will join us again as we travel through the zero dimension in the theater of your own imagination. So until we meet again next week, when I bring you another story in the night, this is Van Crystal reminding you that the extent of your own imagination is unlimited. One purpose of these programs is to help you exercise those imaginative powers. I hope we've succeeded. Good night.
This has been a Cryptic County podcast. To check out our other storytelling podcasts like Let's Not Meet and Odd Trails, go to crypticcountypodcasts.com. We'll see you next time.
You know what ought to happen next? If this was a horror story? That's what ought to happen next.
It did.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.